Well, let's continue with Ephesians. We're in Ephesians chapter 4. And let's just read again, starting at verse 14. As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him, who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. And just quickly reviewing where we've looked in this chapter, he's given us a list of gifts that Jesus gave to the church. And prophets and evangelists, pastors, teachers, apostles. So Jesus has given those gifts to the church, and he says for the building up of the body, for the purpose that we would grow in attaining a unity of faith, that we would grow in coming to a true knowledge of Jesus Christ, for the purpose that we would come to reach true maturity in Christ, a maturity that's measured by the fullness of Christ. So he says that's what these gifts have been given to the church for. And as a result of those gifts, and a result of that pursuit of unity and knowledge and maturity, as a result of all of that, no longer children, but speaking the truth in love. And we looked last time at the fact that speaking the truth in love goes way beyond just words, but that our fullness of operation is informed by love. The whole way we operate with each other is characterized by love. The way we come to believe and know things about each other is characterized by truth delivered in love. And that those, again, the larger truths that are behind this, we've just spent 3.5 chapters looking at. And those are the ways we're supposed to take on a mindset of how we think of ourselves and how we think of each other and how we operate. And he goes on to say that out of that speaking the truth in love, again, time to grow up. Grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom, I want to emphasize a few things out of this verse 16, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. Let's stop and think about this for a minute. And actually, there's one foundational truth that he put there. That he said, from Him, the head Jesus Christ, and from Him, these things become possible. From Him, the whole body and every joint in each individual part are able to contribute to the building up of the body in love. So that's worth just pausing and remembering and reminding ourselves out of Jesus' own words. In John 15:5, when Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. How many here have memorized that verse? You don't have to raise your hand. But you should. We should know that verse. It should be a constant theme in our thinking. Seriously, it should be a constant theme in our thinking and our choosing and our praying that as we're praying together as a body of Christ, as you're praying about things in your life during the week, as you're seeking to be more loving to your wife, to your husband, to your children, to your parents, as you're seeking to have ministry to friends and family and co-workers, that we constantly keep that theme in mind, apart from Christ, I can do nothing. That it's not just a doctrine we believe in or something we nod our heads to for a few moments on a Sunday, but that we really learn to make that our mindset. Apart from Christ, I can do nothing. And now he's applying that from here because he's saying all of this growing up and what every part's going to do is only possible because it flows from him. That's worth remembering. The body of Christ can only function because Jesus Christ is the head and we're making a choice to draw from him what's possible. But let's look at this part now. The whole body, every joint, each part. You know, it's interesting because up here, he listed about five things. He said, so Jesus gave gifts to the church. He gave apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the building up of the body. And we could go on and we could read this passage. And if we read it carelessly, we could end up concluding that those ministries or those gifts or those positions of labor in the body of Christ are the only important positions. And verse 16